people laugh a lot. So, Vayavish B'Yavish, the Rebbe said, because it was a Hebrew of called the Farish.
Seems very debil, but even it's not debil gomel, in respect to each chatiche, so then it becomes nefach liheter, even if Rabishmai is galya.
Yeah, because...
That the particular chatiche that a certain person ate happened to be the chatiche of Nehem. But the first step is the bill of Hanukkah.
And by Yavesh,
that bill itself is not a bill of Hanukkah.
It's not a bill of Hanukkah, but by Yavesh B'Yavesh, the Rosh is tolerated on that bill.
Yeah.
And now what I'm interested in is to go to Lav Pala.
When Shimon says Din, he doesn't mean Din just to get a second. It means not a bill of Hanukkah. That's what it means. The expression, Din of bill, that's what Shimon I never had that expression.
That's the expression.
I don't know why.
To get clear here, because according to the Rebbe, just the Rosh says that by La Pala, then it's not a Biro called the Parish Miracle Parish, then it's a Din.
Because by La
Pala, it's subdivided. Yeah. But what I want to know is, what does it mean in there that it's a Din? Don't we say that what is it, a Din of Nesinas Tam?
No, it's a din of Isa Nefach Le'etah, like Lavalach. There's the din.
Yeah. In the verses you just read in Markov,
yeah.
How do you see from there that it says, and this is a
he doesn't discuss it, but he says, according to Shmuel, who says Aloha to Yavisi, that by the Nefoshes,
so,
there is din of Nitzach and Makov, also, even Beloi Kivim Oid, Now here, when the Gemara says, "Pitzon Avo, Asur Mizavei, Vohe Donatok Pekei Neimitzni," because the Russian price is Hanis Mechavei Olrei, so it doesn't matter who the music is. Whether the more common is the mosaic or the cane is the mosaic, the cane was taken. So still, it's also is a babede. And the halakha of the Gemara was that by Paul, there are two halachas. First of all, Paul is only cane, and then Paul is douche. One thing is based upon the other. So if it's not one can, so then it's not Kodesh either. So it's a raya, the top we can is a mitzin, is a miyode, because the price says, Amis Mechavei Olrei, no matter who was the male, the music. So even the can happened to be a music, because he was stateless from Israel, the Sabbath. So then, the Israel wants to be made, so there's no telling. You have the burden of proof. So then the Gemara is there. The Gemara says, "Have dusha bom meleo shani." In other words, the two are independent things. One is not telling the other. But the main challenge of topic and mitzina is in your day or in your day is whether the music of topic gives the music violence between us or only violence between us. The meaning would be if it's the Kaddish and Isha, when she Kaddish is with Vadai, and if she will not have abduction from somebody else, she won't require a get, or she'll, if we say that he is violence between us. Or is violence only therosophic? If it's violence therosophic, in other words, Bezin is misalism. Bezin doesn't know. So Bezin says, Mamina yecha dikoyete. But if he was taken, so then again Bezin says, Mamina yecha dikoyete. As Stacy says, that one is like cold down glass. So if Ruben he's taking, so then Beis Din lets Reuven have it. And then if Shimon is taking, so then Beis Din lets Shimon have it. Alright, so it's a raya from this Gemara, the top of the Kehen is Nishin Shimon. So Tisha says like that, the Chinu Maskone, the top of Kehen is Shimon. Then the Shimon is Kashi. Alright, so we discussed that last week. However, the Rambam is Chilek. The Rambam Paskins, top of Kehen, Amy Chin is in Yom. Perikei Milches Pcheres, Halachim, Kol Pcheres Shehu Sofik, Dinei Sheyire Ashi Yitol Vimun, Viyoche Livolot. Bin Topsi Akeyen, Ein Nisin Isim Yodi, Eichel Isi Vimun. So the Rambam is the only Rish who passed from Topsi Keyen, Topsi Keyen, Ein Nisin Isim Yodi. But from this Gemara is Mashma. The maskon of the Gemara is top the Kehen is Mitzine Shemiyodi and is Mitzine Shemiyodi. So the Birago says the Chayim Das Shor Posi Al Rambam Cholak because of Rashbo the maskon of the forest Svei Keis Sofik Petr Meir, Ein Rai, the Petr Hameir Mizochovay, who we say, Kvois Chazik Boagal, in other words, the whole Shaila of Tokvikim Mitzini Simiyode, or Ein Mitzini Simiyode, is only when when at the time when the Sofik was Nilat, so then, there was a Morikam. Let's say, like, Pcheya Behemotel. So when the subject is Nilat, we don't know whether the previous miscarriage was a Verua of the Alme or it was a miscarriage of a Vlad. If the miscarriage was of a Vlad, so this one is not a Po, it's not a Tvarach. If it was a Verua of Alme, so then this is a Petarach. So Mele there in regard to that kind of Sophic prayers, so Mele, so as long as we thought that Hasbekis Nachnosim Lidia has reference to a Sophic prayer payment here, so then it was a raya that. The Tokvi Kehen is in Yisimiyodi, because if Tokvi Kehen is in Yisimiyodi, then it would mean that it is only the violin with Rasofi, not with Rasvalai. And so then is Nimso Peter Zed Mamei Shokhen. Mashenkin according to Maskon of the Gemara. That the Braise of Hasvekis from Losan Lidia does not have reference to Svekis of a Behemoteo, but it is reference to Yisofi, of a Petach HaMeir, and as so the halacha is that the Baal has to, if he doesn't want to be to kill the Petach HaMeah, so then he has to be mafkis to say and give the say to the Kayan. So that means at the time when the Sofik was Milad, so then there was no Murziket. This is what he said. And because Barashbo, the Maskonid in the forest, Sveikis, and Sveikis of Dosan Lidia, Petach HaMeah, Rein Raya, the Petach HaMeah, Zorakein, who, and the Kayan is never entitled to be there. He can't give it to the Kayan. In other words, the Petach HaMeah, he has to kill. But he has an Eitze, he has an option, the violin to be Mafresh Yaseh. So at the time when the Sofik was Milad, so the Kayan was not Zeich in anything. As long as the Gemara thought that Sveikis of Nosson Lidia has reference to the Sveikis of Chir Bein Mateo, so Milad at the time when the Sofik was took effect, so the Shaila was, who became the violin? At birth, when over there the soil of the Kayan. So then we could, and still he says, and still he says, Sveikis of Nosson Lidia, and there is a loche of Asiri Vada, and we Asiri Sofi, so it's a raya that is a barren Viteras Vada, not Viteras Sofi. Mashain came according to Maskone, that Sveikis the Brise of Sveikis in Nosson Lidia has reference to the Pidyon Petach HaMeah. They say some mele the Petach HaMeah, the Kayan was never Zeche, and he could never be Zeche. And in the say, so at the time of after the Sofik was created, so he is his chazik of violin. So mele, there is no other Sofik violin. There is only one Sofik violin. The one Sofik violin. So there, he certainly has violins. So there, he certainly has violins. Teres Vadai, Mashain came by Tok Vikein of the Prayer of Mateo. So then the Rambam Paskuns, the Tok Vikein is in Sinis in Yodhi, because the Sofik din of Murzek is only Aloche of Momene Echa de Koyetekum. So as long as it's in the Rishus of the Israel, so then his Obezin says he should stay with Israel. But if it's in the Rishus of the Kayan, the Kayan of Stephas, so then Obezin says again, Momene Echa de Koyetekum.
Rebbe, why isn't there a Cheskas Morikama by the case of the Bechor? When the child was in the mother's stomach, when it was an Uber, it was owned by the owner of the animal.
On the contrary, by Prayer Bei Mateo, so he is not a Morikama. So, because if Klavishmai is Galye, that the previous miscarriages of Fuar Be'alme, so Mele, so from the Me'ime, he belongs to the care. So there is no more. But by Petach HaMeah, there, the violin, the Yisrael, is the violin of the Petach HaMeah Ligamre, and as far as the say is concerned, he's also the violin. He's also the violin, except if it will be his barrier, that the Petach HaMeah was a pro, so then he'll have a chiyuv to give it to the king. But he's a violin. Okay. Now we're up to the Gemara. Toshma, I have all of the Misusi. Toshma. Now what was the case of Misusi? That was the case of Kol Da'anua, Hayon Adidiu, the Hayon Adidiu. So, Kol Me'achal Da'amin, so it was Hayon Adidiu, Hayon Adidiu. So, Bezn Paskin, Bezn Paskun, Kol Da'anua. Now again, there's Machlekes, the shame between the Rosh and Pesach. as to whether kol dal va is a psag din or it's a silv din. The Rosh says it's a psag din. And therefore he says kol dal va means vein v'keyar vein v'rais. Now, what does it mean v'rais? It doesn't mean real rais. Real rais is effective everywhere. But it means what we call in English circumstantial evidence. So whoever produces before Besden better rais, so Besden tells him that he should have it. And the keyach also, what kind of a real tzas is keyach? Because the one who knows that it belongs to him, he'll be misanefesh himself much more. The other fellow, why should he be misanefesh himself? It's not his. All right. So the Gemara says, "Hai misuse darmin shalat chay, hai omadi diu, hai omadi diu, kom chavi noye agdish, poshe minaye rapananye, veraveishe v'chul rabba." So now the Gemara asks, so what is the answer? My abalo di psuse tosh, the omar atchi barod, have uvde v'rapchizde, v'rapchizde v'rapune, u'pashte, מיהוד עומר רב נחמן כל מומן שאין יוכל להיצי בדיונים הקדישי איני קודש הו יוכל להיצי בדיונים הקדישי קודש in other words and since this was an ingen of kol daun va so Besden whether Besden says kol daun va whether it's a bill or a silk anyway, it's in Yochel Yitziv Dayonim. So Besdin is misalik itself. The net result is the same, even according to the Rosh. So Mele, it's Momin Shem Yochel Yitziv Dayonim. So if this in a Kodesh, so Mele, this Misuse, Besdin would not be made see from either Rishus, because Besdin would let them fire it out. So Mele, the Hegesh is not half. The Hegesh is not half. So the Gemara says, Kash, Ho Yochel Yitziv Dayonim, Yigdishi Kodesh, Apo Gav Delo Yapkei, Vona Rabbi Yechanen, Gozul Gul Nisya Yisha Abaylim, Shneyem En Yechelim Lagdishay, Zelif Nishay Nishalei, Vizelif Nishay Nishusei. So why did Rav Huna say that the reason is why the Hegdish was not effective? Because it's in the Yochel Yitziv Dayonim, even in the case of Gozol Bunis, Yahusha Abaylin, where it's Yochel Yitziv Dayonim, but until Bezin is made from the Gazland, so the Nigzav, who is the real violin, cannot be Magdishet. So even without the time of any Yochel Yitziv Dayonim, he should not be able to be Magdishet. So the Gemara says, Nisavres, Pinsusim Yitautlin Askinon. So then it still requires Hitzoy Vidayonim, Nisusim Yitakoy Askinon. The Chiyochel Yitziv Vidayonim, Vishuse Kayim. If it's in Nisuse, a best of Yitautlin, so then, even if it's Yochel Yitziv Vidayonim, he has Eides, but it is. So, but until Bezin is made seen from Rishus HaKazlan, so then it's not Niz Rishus, but Nisus HaKakoye. So what did the Gazlan do? The Gazlan just expelled him. So, is Koye, Karaka is in Nixelis, is Koye Chadi Yise, Rishus HaDimore Yise, so Mele is Rishus HaKazlan. So Rabbi Gvei Geretz here in Akash. Koshel.
Over here, is
there
Hodah going
on? What?
Is there
Hodah? No, Idoi.
Was it
Shasak or the Shof Tzavah? No. That was just a union of Kol Dal Nuvah.
No, but, I mean, in the case of the Taoists, it was Shasak or the Shof
Tzavah. All right, because it's this Torah in the same Shaila, whether the Murzik of Tzavah, where there is a Torah in the moment, is gives the Murzik virus bitteras badai or only virus bitteras of. So the same shaila applies to Shosak Lusik Tzavah. And the same shaila applies to the case of Kol Dal Nuvah. So that's the same child. But by Misuse, it's not a case of Shosak Mishitzava. It's just the case of Kol Da'an La. There is something
there.
No, 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 no.
And what
does
that relate, how does that relate to the case of
the Chavis? Because if we say that the Sofik Din of the Chachomim say that in case of Sofik, Sa'anesi of Chavei Olavarai, it means that the Murzek has balance with the Rasvara, even if Lavishmai is Gale, the Tiveya, it belongs to the Veya, but until it is Mizvora to Bezek, so the Murzek has balance with the Rasvara, so Mele, in Tokfe, is Mishinis Mele. But if we say that the Murzek did not suffer, gives the Murzek only balance with the Rasvara, and it's only a loche of Mimimim for the Poetekum, some Mele, if the Tiveya is Meitzi, so again, Besen doesn't involve
that. Right, so what does this have to do with Shasak with Yisof
Tzavach? By Shasak with Yisof Tzavach, it's Yisofi Kidoi. That's how the Ram explains it.
Yisofi
Kidoi. It's Yisofi Kidoi.
Oh, Yisofi Kidoi.
Yisofi Kidoi.
Yeah,
so Mele is the same Shaila. If the Yisofi Din of Musik gives him violence with the Rasvadai, so then his Tokve, his Mutinis, we are. But if it gives him violence only with the Rasvadai, so it's anything.
I mean, the reason he has Sophic violence is because the other guy was
wounded? Because the other guy was just as with the Sophic. If he was made a Bivadai, then the wounded.
The Sophic is, was he wounded or not?
That's the Sophic.
And then once we have a Sophic, the question of Mutin Yad or not, is he a Mutin?
That's right. Right. Now, so, Abdeyan is here as a Kashi, Kosher, Hoy Ikara Hiluk, Ben Taltelin Kakoe, Din Taltelin Nixolin, the Comley Bershusi, the Gazlin Nikkei, because Din Taltelin is only the Comley Bershusi, the Gazlin, the Nixol Nikkei in the Bershusi, until he's made. In the Shusei Danix, our character in Nixelis. So Mele, it's always in the Shus of the Nixel. So there, that's why he can be Magdish. In Cain, the Taltali, the Gezel, the Loiking, like this case of Misuse, even if the Misuse had been Misuse, so still seems the one who was magdishet, so it's like Arke, since he was kinyan, he didn't have any kinyan zeilen in his suse. Will he come be a suse dan nixo, when a higher vachiyuse, uchadiyise vibulakame, I intend some dalet, you must listen, that hoyo meishech b'shus ha-vailin, u meiso, so then he is not chayef to pay, because there was no kinyan, only if there is a kinyan, vim kin hoche, vim nisuse, dak zeile v'amed oma, di dihu, vilek a kinyan, is yochel ha-agdish. So even by nisuse di metalpole, he should be able to be magdish, if it's Yochel, it's Yogayon.
What's the question?
The Gemara says here, Mi Sabas. The Gemara says here, Ho Yochel, it's Yogayon. He did she kodesh, Afal Gavaloyapke, if he had ate him, Vonar Beichan and Gozel Mishyasha Avayli, Shneem Yechin Lahagdish, Zelifi Shem Shalei, Zelifi Shem Shusei, so even if he's Yochli Tzikrayon, the Nigzel should not be able to be Magdish because he's in the Rishus HaGazlet. So the Gemara says, Mi Sabres Bin Shusei Mitalt Leaskinon, Bin Shusei Mitakoy Askinon. So in other words, the terrace of the Gemara is the tethered bin with Susan and Metaltoin. So then, the one was Magdish, that the Hegdish wouldn't be Chal. Even if he, then the Hegdish would be Chal, if he could be Mason the Ionic, if he had Edis. So Alkiri asks, but in this case, even if it had been totaling, since he didn't make any king in the Misuse, they were just fighting over that Misuse. So let's assume it was Mitalton. One says, hide it, you. And you never made a king in it, you just conjured up the demand that it's yours. And the other one says, hide it, you. So it's like, so whoever is the nigzel, whoever is the violin, so it's in his rishus, because there is no gazlan. He's only trying. The gazlan is only a potential gazlan. He's only trying to be a gazlan over the misuse. It's still rishus of the nigzel. So then, what's a post he'll find it? Find it.
But until he does, it's not in his reshus.
So this chavrigas kashe.
No, I don't see. You're saying, according to Kivayger, it is in his reshus?
In other words, it's not in his reshus yet, because the gazlan, whoever is the gazlan, let's say Shimon is the gazlan, so he didn't make any kinyan yet. He's trying to make it.
Right, so it should be considered in the reshus of the nigzah.
That's right.
But I don't see why it's in the reshus of the nigzah.
Why not?
Because he can't touch it. He can't do anything with it.
Who says he can't?
Because it's
he
in
can. He called Alim Ra. Called Alim Ra. He's so far they didn't find it out yet.
But when they find it out. Oh, yeah.
But right now. So it's not in the reshus of the gazlan.
But just because it's not in the reshus of the gazlan doesn't mean it's in his reshus.
Maybe in his reshus, it's his topic. But it's certainly not in the reshus of the gazlan. If Pratishmai is Galge, the Chimen is the owner, so it is in his reshus. Except that we don't know. Get something to ask. Now, we'll leave it here, because I think this Chavitirigas Kashi is based upon the same anoche, same premise as Chavitirigas Kashi in Sukkot. I don't remember whether for Rosh Hashanah I discussed it. It's okay. It's the same kind of Kashi. There is a halacha that Sukkot Zulon is Tzula. Shol is kosher in Sukkot. But Gozul is kosher. It's a special Zeros HaKosher. So Rashi says, and the price is Tonu Rabona, Sukkot Zulon, from Sacher Veshus HaRabim, a blessed place that one of the Aleph in Sukkot. Tonu Rabona, Sukkot Zulon, I'm sacher b'shusarabim. A blazer pay sale l'chachomim machshir. Omer ha-Nachman mach leikes v'shetikev chaveirei v'yitziei misukosi. V'yir a blazer itay midoma in rugis idechavosi misukosi shal chaveirei. Now we see in Shula according to a blazer is possible. According to a blazer, there is a din of lachem by sukos. Ikark and Xeles, Sukhovzulov, Vinamikark and Xeles, Sukhoshuli, so it's possible in one of them. The Rabbonimly time, why did the Gemara say, Ikark and Xeles, Sukhovzulov, so it's possible, Vinamikark and Xeles, Sukhoshuli, because just as there is a machlekes between a blessed and a holy year, and you got to Sukhovzulov, there is a machlekes in Rurokame, in regard to karate awareness, nitzales or not nitzales. So the Chachonim say, we will come at the test, that Gozel Sode Bishot Fono, in Le'akish Elokho Fonecho, he's not Chayu V'Chayu. And the Blazer says, he's Chayu V'Chayu. So that's why the Gemara says, Mimonet Shech HaBlazer is Beisel. Because even if HaBlazer would hold that Karka is in an Ixalas, like the Chachomim, in the Bahamidak Kutfites, but HaBlazer holds Shulo is also possible. And then, even if HaBlazer would hold, would agree with the Chachomim, that Shulo is kosher by Sukkah, but since he holds Karak and Ixeles, so really is the tool of Sukkah Gzuo. So Teisa says here. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Avol gozo leitzim yisicher ven, divay hakel einlei elod meyitzim. So, Rashi says, and Teisa says Tzikashi against Rashi. Rashi says, why gozo leitzim yisicher ven, ein zeloi gzula veloi shula, dikoniu vishinu maise, vishinu Hashem, vei vishin takonet hashovim, ein olov listir ef dionik, elo yarzgon. So then the question arises, Rashi is the Kashi. How can you visualize a special Zeros HaKosuk, the Tzukov Zulo is possible? We hold the Amunon Kerekayoshi, the Meida Rabbonon Gzulo, love the Gezel Sukam Kudaras the Karate, because then it's Karate in Nixalas, so it's Kolecha Dise, the Shusa Dimori is, the Loi Begezel Eitzim Yisicha Ben, Elo, the Gezel, Gezelitzim Sicha Ben, so again, is Yetzin, because it can all be Shinom Isaac in Hashem, and Takonis Hashovim, even if there is no Shinom Isaac. So, how do we visualize the special Zeros HaKosuk, the Sukkot Zulo is possible? Only Sukkot HaSuyo Bereisho Eglo, or Bereisho Asfino, the Aspen Exeles, Shein Mechberes Likarka, Vein Olof Harzo Domin Elof, Kemoishi Ibnuyo, ואין בו משום תקונס השובים, שאולי תורך לבני סי, ולהיציאו לו פייציאס, כאילו כך צולוי, כך פרש בקונטרס. So Rashi says that the only חיטימצה, הוא הסוכה צולוי ספוסל, is only הסוכו העשויו, בריש הספין או בריש הגול. So Tesis is חילה. He says, הוא קרוא מסוכם מדרייסה ואפילו מדרבונן, the loy eglo is fino yikalut meko in the uvin shepono suko bachatsiri shalshine midaiti the agoyes avach se shaloi midaiti. We'll discuss tomorrow why the Bach makes a correction in the uvin shepono suko bachatsiri shalshine midaiti u bo shimei vitok afes uve. So shimei is the owner of the chotzer. And then talk about the Sruvein, the Yitzim, the Sukkosi. If it's Midaite, so Shimon is a Gazlan. Because the Chotzer was shown to Reuben, he was marshaled the Chotzer to Reuben to build the Sukkah. So the Sukkah belongs to completely to Reuben, except that the Karakah on which it was built belongs to Shimon. Then Shimon ejected it. Ubo Shimon b'tok ha'sruvei, v'yitzim v'sukosei, v'ino la'otei rashulo. Because it kim d'loi kaimi b'rshusei shal ruvei, v'lidam yeli karaka, d'becheskas ha'baylim u'medes, v'kachin karaka n'exalas. So, Rabbi Kveiga, here has the kashe. I think this mam is the same kashe as here. Mam is the same. Tmueli. Ha'amrinon yotzu avodim shehuk sholikakoyes. Im kein, im gozlo avodim, v'yichnison lipeisei einik zoli, v'atam, v'hosom name, ein chaye v'achiyoson, harei av dein kayomim v'shus bali, v'hein v'shus agazlen, av hoche einik zoli, v'tzorok ein gozlo. So yes, ikashe, why does this say? that in this case we say that karka is nixalash, because it's mashma from teisves that the reason as to why I say karka is nixalash, because kol heicha diyise b'shusha de loyise. But in the case where the suke was built, where Ugen built the suke, v'chatzere shol shimen mida shimen, so then, when who is the gazlan? Shimen. So the karka, the sfino that is asuya, not the sfino, the suke that is built on karka is the shoes of the gazlan. So mele, the psul of suko gzulo should apply. In other words, so Radvegia assumes that the only reason as to why we say gozul sode vishot veno, so imele arish lorol fanecho, is because of exeras akos, not because of mitzies, because he didn't do any ma'isiv zeile. Because avodi, gozul avodim umeisu, is also pota. And also the Arish of Necho. So Mele, why does this say here is the Shus of the Gazlan? If the Aloch of Karka in Migzalas had been just the Mitzies, Kalei Chadisi, which is in Mori, he said, because there is no king in Karka. So then we could see like this. But we see that the Rabbonim of Chablezar and Mubakamada Fites, who say Karka in Migzalas, so they say Avodim in Mitzolim also. Avodim are the shoes of the Gazlan. This Rabbi's Kashi. So it's the same Teretz, this Rabbi's Kashi and not this Rabbi's Kashi.
Thank you.